Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, I'm so glad after all that I've been through, I still have joy. Thank you, Jesus. Awesome. No matter what's going on, he's awesome. He is good all the time.
not sometime, but all the time. He's magnificent, marvelous. I'm going to read, first of all, my church home is Temple Salvation. We're located 304 Aiken Avenue in Perryville, Maryland. The pastor is Pastor Keith Henson. The assistant pastor is Teresa Henson. Our morning service begins this Sunday. We'll be there at 9 o'clock from 9 to 10, but our normal service is at 11 a.m. on Sunday. We have it at 9 because of the 4th of July, and we don't want to get caught up in the traffic and can't get back home. It's every Sunday at 11 a.m. in our intercessory prayer is every first Tuesday at 7 p.m. And our Bible study is Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our food pantries, we are changing the day. It will be every second and fourth Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30. Second and fourth Saturday. Those are all our announcements. So right now, our church anniversary is going to start on July 8th, my birthday, at 4 p.m. Another year has gone by. Another year has gone by. The 2nd of July, I lost my daughter. The 2nd of July will be 1 year. My granddaughter wasn't too far behind her. April the 20th of this year, she passed. Went on to be with the Lord. I'm going to read something to you. It's coming from Psalms. I love the book of Psalms. It's the 90th. I'm just going to read part of it. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain was brought forth, or ever you have formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, return, you children of men. 1,000 years in your sight are but yesterday, when it has passed and as a watch in the night. I'm going to skip along. The days of our years are 80 years and 10 at 70 years old. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow. But it is soon cut off, and we fly away. And in that our 91st song, the 15th verse says, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. God is good. And the 16th verse says, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God is good. He lend us more. He reassuring us through his word. His will is his word. It's his will. Want to know God's will for your life? Just read the word, and it will tell you. Our Father God Almighty, we come before your presence one more time and say, Lord, we thank you. We honor you. We magnify your name. You are awesome, Lord, and we cannot do anything without you, Lord. We need you every minute, every hour, every second of the day, Lord. Lord, you have been good to us down through the year. You have kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. Then you woke us all up this morning. Lord, we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because there's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Lord, I'm learning to depend on you more and more. Because you is the one that I can come to in the midnight hour, early in the morning, at noonday, I can come to you. You have an open line to glory, and I'm so grateful that you do, that you will hear and answer our prayer. And we're going to keep leaning on you and depending on you, Lord God, because you are the one for us to go to. When we are lonely, you console us, Lord, and we need comforting, you comfort us. When we need peace, you give us peace. When we need joy, you give us joy. When we need happiness, you give us happiness. Lord God Almighty, whatever we need, we know that you got it. You will supply our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Lord, you give us more than what we need. Sometimes you give us an overflow. And we say thank you. Lord, we ask you to look at that sinner man, woman, boy, and girl that don't know he's in the pardon of the sin, Lord God. We ask you to tug on their heart so they may come running. I yield, I can't hold out no longer, Lord. Those in nursing home, Lord, be a consolator to them in a lonely hour, Lord. Sometimes they get lonely, Lord, and they need you, Lord. Console them, Lord. Those incarcerated, Lord, we're asking you to go with them. Some are guilty and some are not guilty. You know who is who, because you know all things. You're wise and you have all power. It's in your hand. So we can't deceive you, Lord, no matter how hard we try, because you're God all by yourself. Lord, we just thank you for my family, my church family, my biological family, my listeners. We thank you for each and every one. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God has never failed. He will never fail. I'm going to read something to you. It's going to come from Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 24th verse. It says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, what does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it? Yes, we do. It's not a sight walk. This is a faith walk. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to be talking about. Comfort in times of sorrow. That's 1 Corinthians. We're going to. No, sir. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians. 1 and the 3rd through the 5th verse. The blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds in Christ. Talking about the comfort in time of sorrow. Comfort, what that means. Freedom from pain, suffering. Comfort us, console us. Peace, comfort us. Ease. From freedom, from pain. Somebody is hurting tonight. Somebody was in pain today. Somebody needs to be consoled right now. And you can be. Just look to the hills from whence cometh your help. Realize that all your help comes from the Lord. He will give you peace in the midst of anything you are going through. He is the only one that can give you peace. He will console you completely. Sorrow is distress, sadness, unhappiness, grief, and suffering. That's what sorrow is. That's Corinthians 1, 3 to 5, we read through you. Jesus is the only one to comfort and give you peace in time of sickness or death. We as Christians must start using the resources that we have available to us. And that is Jesus. Call on him. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. He would do anything but fail you. There is no failing in God. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to tell him how we feel. That we are hurt or we're broken. We've gone through. He already knows, but he wants us to let him know. And he will console you. There is no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Some of us, we have lost loved ones, and can nobody console you like the Lord. People can talk to you and tell you this and tell you that, but only God can hear that hurt, that pain, that void that's going on in your life. He's the only one that can heal it. That's why I cast my cares upon him, because I know that he cares for me. God do not want to see us upset, hurt, depressed. We are his children, and he loves us. Would you want to see your kids upset and depressed and you don't know what to do? No. But God don't want to see us upset and depressed. Some people get so depressed and so down that they commit suicide. They don't see no way out. But there's always a way out. Jesus is the way out. He will allow us to go through. He allows us to go through trials and tribulations. He said, in this world we shall have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And we will overcome. When we go through, we get more faith. We learn to depend on God more. When we are weak, that is when we are made strong. God always, always knows what to do and when to do and how to do. He knows. He's a God that knows it all. He sees it all. He hears it all. He knows your hurt. He wants to heal your hurt. He knows it. He cares. Can nobody comfort you like the Lord? Jesus Christ is the only one that will bring you through. The only one that will bring you through sorrow, sickness, death. He's the only one. And you know, my deceased husband used to always say that Jesus is the only one that can make up your dying bed. Meaning that he's the only one that can prepare you for death. People can talk to you, but they don't know. Jesus, he will be there. He will take you completely through it. If you let him, if you know him, if you believe in him, if you have faith in him, he will take you, bring you through. In the book of Proverbs, tells us, that's 18 and 24, the latter part. There is a friend that will stick closer than a brother. That is Jesus. He's the greatest friend of all that we have is in Jesus. Romans 8:26-28 said, likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, but we know not what we should pray for. As we are, we don't even know. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he who searches the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for the good to them who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Now, God, we are going through death. We are going through sickness, terminate illness. And you say that all things work together for my good? I don't understand that. We don't understand that. But if he said it, he mean it. And it will come to pass. Because it's in the will of God that all things work together, no matter what we're going through. It works together for the good to them who love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. We as saints should be there for our sisters and our brothers to comfort them. We know that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Nobody, not mother, not father, not sister, not brother. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Comfort in time of sorrow. Sometimes we go through things and we don't see how we made it. Somebody said Jesus is a burden bearer. Somebody said he is a heavy load carrier. Any sorrow that we are carrying that is too heavy for us, this is what you need to do. Is in 1 Peter, as I told you before, 1 Peter 5:17, this is what you need to do instead of wallowing in self-pity and that pitiful talk, to just cast your cares upon him, meaning Christ, for he cares for you. He is the only one that can console you and help you and bring you out of it, bring you through. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is staying on him. See, God knows we're not going to get peace until he give it to us. Oh, my elders, it act up. Don't act up. Oh, no. What? Oh, man. Oh, excuse me. I don't know who it is, but someone listening is going through right now. And I speak. Look to God. Look to him to give you strength. To bring you out of this situation that you're going through. He is the only one that can do it. You try talking to mama, you try talking to daddy. You don't have no peace. I declare if you try Jesus, he's the one that will give you peace. He is the only one. Sometimes our backs be up against the wall. We don't know what to do. We are confused in mind. We don't see no way through. But Jesus is the way. He is the only way. He will bring you completely through. He will bring you out of it. Sometimes our children get in trouble, we might need money, get them out, we don't know what we're going to do, but we have drained all our resources, so we don't know what to do. What to do is you turn to Jesus from the beginning and ask him to show you what to do. If he said don't do nothing, don't do nothing. If he said for you to do, do it. Somebody right now need a job. Somebody needs food. Give it to God and let him deal with it. What he will do, he will speak to your spirit and tell you what to do. We need direction. We need to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Lean not unto our own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, he will direct your path. He ain't going to just come down here and give it to you. He used people. Your sister and your brother, he used people. That we have to be open-minded, to be humble, to help somebody. Don't feel like, well, I got it, and it's too bad if they don't have. Don't have that kind of attitude. Don't have that kind of attitude. Just thank God that you got it to give. It's more blessed to give than to receive, and that's in the Word of God. Trust God for the plan for your life. He will never lead you in the wrong direction. Never. He will comfort you. He will console you. He will build you up. He will strengthen you. And he will meet every need of yours that needs to be met. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thought that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thought of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and to give you a future." God is awesome. Christ made all this possible. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He came down to 42 generations, died on a cross, just so we can have a right to the tree of life, that we all might be saved, that we all come into repentance. He died for the sin of man. He died for our sin. He's already paid for. But we just have to ask forgiveness. It's already paid for. But as the consequences go on when you sin, you're going to suffer consequences. When you sin, it's forgiven. Just like when our children do something, we discipline them. We don't stop loving them. We don't throw them away. We keep them and pray that they won't do it no more. Jesus paid the price of all of our unrighteousness. All of it is paid for. Came down. Bled, suffered, and died. On a hill or Calvary, just so we all could be saved. God gave up all that he had just so we can be saved. If we are called by name, if we just honor ourselves and pray and seek him, he will forgive us of our sins. He wants to heal this land. We are in trouble down here. We are in deep trouble. When you go to vote, you better pray and ask God who to vote for. Pray and ask God, who shall I vote for? And he will let you know by his spirit. He will let you know. May God bless you and may God keep you and may heaven smile upon you. If you run with God, he will run with you. And just remember, his will is in the word. It's all in the word. God bless.